Chip Trinan of the Sitka Herring Association, a marketing group for the permit holders of the Sitka Sound Sacro herring fishery, says there probably won't be consensus about any proposal that seeks to shut down a fishery completely.
We certainly aren't going to agree to anything like that unless we were convinced that there was some reason that the stocks were in jeopardy. Many fishermen have stayed on the beach when stocks were in jeopardy and willingly done so. But we aren't really willing to do so when there are stocks that are available for harvest that are determined in a conservative and sustainable way by Fish and Game.
About a quarter of the 200 testimonies before the Board of Fish last week dealt with herring. Floyd Tompkins urged the board to take more precautionary measures in its management, such as a cap on the sacro seine harvest or reducing the maximum harvest to 15% of the biomass.
Precaution is warranted because of inadequately explained changes in age class composition, increased whale predation, the need for biomass valuation based on more dimensions of measurement than are now available, and for that, increased funding should be supplied to local Fish and Game.
Heather Mary Woody, a research biologist for Sitka Tribe of Alaska, testified that she thinks the minimum conservation threshold of 20,000 tons set in 1997 is too low.
I recommend the threshold be raised to 30,000 to 40,000 tons, which accounts for ecosystem requirements, changing environmental conditions and life history characteristics, all consumptive uses, and the low recruitment levels.
Several Tlingit elders as well as local residents testify that they've seen radical changes over the years in the local herring stocks, especially east of town where herring was once abundant. Many said that they could not meet their subsistence requirements, and some were unable to harvest any eggs at all. Jim Marcotte, executive director of the Alaska Board of Fisheries, says these testimonies are just one aspect of the process. He says while the Department of Fish and Game handles management and biology issues related to fisheries, deciding allocation is then a matter of public policy, which is the role of the Board of Fisheries.
And allocation takes place between subsistence uses, which actually in state law has the highest priority of any of those consumptive uses, but also with commercial uses, sport uses, guided sport uses, and personal use.
Marcotte says the board weighs multiple factors while considering proposals.
Information that the board uses to make those decisions include the public testimony, but also historical information and data presented by the subsistence division, which is the research branch of Fish and Game that's responsible with studying and analyzing and presenting information about subsistence harvest patterns.
A proposal that would require subsistence harvesters to obtain a commercial permit in order to better track subsistence use by the department did not receive support from tribal members in a committee working group over the weekend. Two other proposals, to establish an equal shares fishery for Sitka Sound Sacro herring and one to establish an equal share quota, were both met with considerable discussion during the committee working group. Bob Thorstenson with the Sitka Herring Association says he thinks the state management of herring has been fabulous, but he says if there are groups like the Ketchikan Herring Association that feel the fishery is detrimental to the stock in some way, an equal split fishery would be a compromise that might work for everyone.
An equal split fishery is going to be managed a lot smoother. You're going to be able to see things a lot easier. It makes a lot more sense. Finally, this ends up saying your role is to conserve and develop fisheries. And some people have been saying you can't do equal split because it's going to be some kind of an economic dislocation or some kind of economic situation. This is conservation and development, and the board has the mandate to do this.
Another factor in favor of the equal split fishery is safety. Several testimonies noted that the derby-style openings are so dangerous, they're a, quote, feeding frenzy for lawsuits. But Tony Moran of the Tenders Association says this proposal would be detrimental to tenders.
It would improve the bottom line for maybe 40 permit holders and probably eliminate 1,000 jobs almost immediately. So it's hard for me to grip the idea of going to an equal split and using this quality of product or safety as an issue with the elimination of so many jobs.
Others, like representatives from Icicle Seafoods in Petersburg, said it would affect processors and other plants because boats would just choose to use the local facilities, which could put other Southeast plants out of business. Jim Marcotte says economics is one factor that the board will consider when looking at proposals, but it's only one aspect. Economics has weighed in heavily at this year's Board of Fish meetings. Southeast herring fisheries are worth a combined total of about $18 million to the state. In Sitka, I'm Bonnie Sue Hitchcock.